Good evening. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Ahead on this evening edition of Ozarks at Large, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas talks with former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. Plus, area CEOs helping area CEOs. And our tech ambassador, Tyrell Dennison, is back to tell us what's been introduced in the past few weeks that you may find under the tree later this year, or at least that the tech companies want you to find under the tree. That's all ahead on this Tuesday evening edition of Ozarks at Large. But right now we're going to send you possibly to the web.
Yes. We are in the middle of our fall on-air fundraiser. Our lovely phone volunteers have gone home for the evening, but you can still make your contribution now at supportkuaf.com. The website is always open. You can make your pledge there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but why not right now?
That's right. And it's very simple to do online. And the great thing about doing it online is you can do it as quickly or as slowly as you want.
But if you'd like to do it quickly, it is very easy. You just enter in your name. And I believe if you're already in our system, it will find you. And all you have to do is, you know, just confirm your address, pick which amount you would like to pay. And the amount is totally up to you, as well as how you would like to pay for it. You can pay right then with a credit card. You can even choose for us to send you a bill in the mail, or pay with a bank draft or University of Arkansas payroll deduction.
Any of those options are open to you. And of course, the amount of the contribution is left up to you. When you contribute and you join thousands of other people who've contributed, it all goes to the big pile of contributions that helps pay and keep programs on the air, like Fresh Air, like Performance Today, like Morning Edition. All of those programs will cost us money. I know Morning Edition, off the top of my head, that's going to be nearly, or not going to be, we've already written this check, that was nearly $95,000 this year to bring you Morning Edition, a program we know you enjoy hearing. Fresh Air, not as expensive, but it comes with a price tag. Every show you hear on the air, we have to pay for, and we can do it with your help.
And you can help us now and help make sure that these shows that you've come to rely on continue to be on the air by going to support KUAF and making your contribution there. And to everyone who's already given, thank you.
Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
An Arkansas-based vegetable processor and food service provider is facing bankruptcy. Yesterday, Allen's Incorporated filed paperwork hoping to reorganize its debt under federal bankruptcy laws. Officials with the family-owned business, founded 87 years ago, also said they plan to sell part of the company. Arkansas business reporter Lance Turner has details.
In a news release, Allen said it's seeking a buyer for its frozen vegetable business, which is based in Montezuma, Georgia, and that it's also exploring strategic alternatives, which could include a potential sale of all or parts of its operating business. But it also talks about wanting to, you know, emerge from the reorganization process as a financially sound standalone company. This is a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing, so the goal of this is to get its financial affairs in order, pay off creditors as best as it possibly can, probably, you know, pare down some of its operations, become a leaner, more focused company, and emerge as a successful and going concern.
Turner reports the Siloam Springs company has been closing or selling plants since 2011 to concentrate on what it considers its core business. Last year, Allen sold 6 of its frozen vegetable brands and moved 150 jobs from its Van Buren operation to the Siloam Springs canning operation.
A bill being considered in the U.S. Senate aims to reform the nation's laws regarding toxic chemicals, but the vice president of Easter Seals of Arkansas says it doesn't go far enough. Linda Rogers is taking part in what's being called a stroller brigade with parents from around the country on Capitol Hill today, lobbying lawmakers to toughen and pass the act.
Right now, there's not adequate reform for the chemical act. We need more to protect the environment and also the health issues associated with using chemicals. And they can be chemicals in everyday products,
which Roger says range from household products to children's products and are linked to cancer and birth defects.
It's really for pregnant women and children. That's a population, of course, that we work with at Easterseals. And I'm very concerned about the high-risk infants in particular.
Rogers is scheduled to meet with Arkansas Senators Mark Pryor and John Bozeman today.
Speaking of Senator Pryor, new polling data out shows U.S. Representative Tom Cotton has a slight edge over the senator. Yesterday, Little Rock-based Impact Management Group released poll results to thecitywire.com. According to the polling, which included 911 registered Arkansas voters on October 24th, 41.7% of respondents favored Congressman Cotton in the 2014 Senate election, and 40.6% of respondents favored Senator Pryor, and 17.6% of respondents were undecided. While the poll has a margin of error of 3.2%, meaning the two candidates are virtually even in the polls, even more telling numbers are seen through the responses of self-identified independent voters, of whom only 27.8% favored Senator Pryor, 47.2% favored Congressman Cotton, and 25% were undecided.
Cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 60. Tomorrow, 80% chance of afternoon showers or thunderstorms, highs around 74. And for tomorrow night, 90% chance of more rain, lows in the lower 60s.